Track 5, Lessons in Chemistry, Biology, Physics and more. Norwich Science Festival returns from February the 15th to the 22nd, celebrating wonders of our world. We meet River Cottage's Rachel de Thamprel, who will be exploring the science of preserving and fermenting.
During her career in food, Rachel de Thamprel has worked with some of the biggest names in the industry. She has cooked in the kitchens of Marco Pierre White and Heston Blumenthal and has worked with Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall for years, leading workshops at River Cottage. Her passion is for fermenting and its health benefits, and she'll be sharing the science behind it at a fascinating and flavoursome-sounding workshop, Suspended Seasons, as part of Norwich Science Festival at Yalm Food Hall on February the 16th. Rachel will explore the techniques that prevent seasonal produce from spoiling and the healthiest methods of preserving food. Participants will also have the chance to create their own pickle to take home and sample a bottled taste of late summer featuring River Cottage-grown produce. In recent years, the buzz around fermented foods and their health benefits, especially for the gut, has got louder, and foods and drinks such as kefir, kimchi and kombucha have become staples in many people's shopping trolleys. Rachel became interested in fermenting and its health benefits following the birth of her son, 18 years ago. After I had him, I was feeling depleted, which is pretty normal post-pregnancy situation, but I felt that something was amiss, she says. She went to see a nutritionist and had a gut health test. The results came back saying I had a 0 out of 10 diversity in my microbiome, so basically there was nothing positive going on, so no good bacteria. Rachel was prescribed kefir to reboot her microbiome, and she pared back her diet to vegetables, a little bit of meat, no sugar, and being careful with carbs, no alcohol, and no coffee. Over time, she introduced more fermented foods, such as sauerkraut and kimchi. After a short period of time, my energy levels came back. I was having aching joints, and I haven't had that since. I had psoriasis, and that went away. Fermented foods kept it at bay. I did another gut health test and scored 9 out of 10. So for me, the health benefits have been huge, and I know other people have had similar experiences, she says. Rachel began her career as a journalist and says that food was an obvious area for her to focus on. My family are really interested in food, she says. My grandparents grew a lot of produce. My mother did too. My whole family are really into gardening and cooking. The interesting thing about food is that it shapes economies and ecologies. You're touching on so many different layers of necessity for human life and our existence. It was through her work that she first met Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall. She interviewed him when his The River Cottage Meat book was published. I started following what he was doing, and he really spoke to me in terms of his approach to sustainability, living off the land, reconnecting with nature and knowing where your food comes from, she says. I kept in touch with him, and I ended up working at Abel & Cole, the organic fruit and veg company, and we got Hugh and River Cottage involved in a lot of the things we were doing there. When Rachel decided to move on to something new, Hugh invited her to teach the preserve course at River Cottage, which has evolved to become fermentation focused. She was also asked to write the River Cottage handbook on the topic. She says it's a joy to teach at River Cottage. I love that at River Cottage you can take the guests into the garden, pick the produce, and then go back to the kitchen and engage with it, she says. I think when people are taking jars of stuff home that they might open much later, it's quite nice because when they open that jar, hopefully they'll be reconnected to that space and that memory of being on the farm, which is really special. When she started making ferments herself, Rachel did a lot of experimentation. She says while it can seem quite a complicated process, that's a misconception. I think a lot of people are put off fermenting by the science of it, and then once you go into it, it's actually quite simple. When you realise that you're changing the pH, and the pH is an environment where no bad bacteria can grow, then you feel safe about it and it boosts your confidence. There are now lots of ready-made fermented products available, such as kombucha, which Rachel says makes a nice alternative to alcohol. But if you want to start making your own, sauerkraut and kimchi are good entry-level, low-maintenance ferments. When you're making your own ferments, you're harnessing the microbes in your own environment, which nutritionally is the best you can get, she says. It makes you more in tune with your surroundings. It's similar to having honey from a local beekeeper to ward off hay fever. And bees are a topic that Rachel also knows a lot about. She has written the Bees and Honey River Cottage Handbook, which is out in the spring. As well as looking at the importance of our pollinators, there's a whole section on honey, and she'll be talking about honey fermenting as a preservation technique at her Norwich Science Festival workshop. Honey's fantastic because it has a really low pH. It's known as one of these things that keeps forever. It has no shelf life. It's an eternal product, she says. It's a really lovely way of suspending fruit. Honey is really good for the microbiome too. It feeds the good bacteria in the gut. Rachel has also written a book called Winter Wellness about staying healthy and happy during the coldest and darkest months of the year and recommends incorporating vitamin C-rich sauerkraut and kimchi into meals to boost your immunity and the flavour. Of course, preserving doesn't just have health benefits, it also helps prevent produce from going to waste. It's harnessing abundance when we have it, says Rachel, adding that even bits like beetroot and vegetable stalks, which you might ordinarily put in the compost bin, can be preserved and turned into something delicious. She loves foraging, which keeps her in sync with the rhythm of the year. And you're grabbing that seasonal moment, so when the elderflower comes out or sloes come out in the hedgerows, having that bottled will keep you going until the next season comes. I think that's really special. Suspended Seasons with Rachel de Thample is at Yarm Food Hall, Norwich, on February the 16th from 6 to 7:30pm. For more information, visit norwichsciencefestival.co.uk. Her book, Winter Wellness, is out now, published by Bloomsbury. Bees and Honey, River Cottage Handbook No. 19, will be out on March the 13th.